This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Christmas Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Paul. Our next guest, very special guest, is one of our Joy ambassadors and a continuing community icon, Peter Hitchener. Good morning, Peter.
Hello, Macca. I think you've been just a little too kind there, but thank you. And good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas.
Morning.
How are you feeling? Look, are you good?
Look, Pete, it's been a bit of tradition for Paul and I to do Christmas Day on Joy. It's really important, not just for those of us that are with family and friends, but I think more importantly for those who, for whatever reason, are spending today on their own. And to give them, you know, something to listen to and some different content to, the Merry Christmas stuff that'll be on the television, which always makes me feel a bit meh. So, yeah, you know, something a little bit different. And look, I know in media, Pete, it's been a very challenging year, and Channel Nine group, I'm sure it's got a proper title, which you'll probably correct me on, but let's look at Nine Media. You know, there's been some big challenges there. The integration, you know, of the Fairfax newspapers, Macquarie Radio, you know, the television stations and the other platforms. You know, it's been a constant challenge for the year. For you, what's been the highlight of the year for you, apart from having to wear pants when you read the news?
Oh, it's always a highlight, that one. Macca. It's been an extraordinary year, and it's one that has reinforced to me, and I think to many people in Melbourne, the importance of our local media. You were just mentioning media just now. And especially in the past 12 months, news that comes from Melbourne, is specific to Melbourne and Victoria, has sort of come back into the spotlight, whereas for a while there, everything could be live streamed from Netflix or wherever. But it's more important now than ever with COVID and so on, that we have local news specific to Melbourne. So we know, for instance, today, another day of no new cases.
Yes.
Thank goodness. And I think local media, it was a real privilege actually being able to present news to people during that time and to keep people updated on what was going on, because it's just been a very challenging year, as we know. It's a tight thing to say. If one more person says to me, "Oh, we live in difficult times," I think I know that.
I have a comment for that. I have a comment I give to that, but I won't put it on air.
better not.
there's one thing
highlighted.
One thing I'm interested in, Pete, and, you know, I know that you know, there's a lot of preparation in terms of the content of the news bulletin, and, you want to read it and you want to understand it, you know, before you actually go on camera. Do you, when you're looking at a particularly difficult story or challenging story and you know that's coming up, how do you psych yourself up for that? Because the thing that amazes me with you and, you know, Tony Jones and other newsreaders, Jennifer Kite, it's rare to actually see the expression change. Occasionally there's a bit of an eyebrow and even you've been guilty of that. How do you psych yourself up to read the new, to read those reports that are really challenging?
Look, that's a good question, David. The thing is, I see the job, trying not to sound too earnest and high-minded about this, by the way, but I just see the job as sharing information with people that they may or may not know about, that they may or may not be interested in. So what I think of a story doesn't really matter. You know? So I just try to keep it to myself, and let the audience, let the viewer make up their mind. And so there are times when we have horrible stories to report. And, there have been times in the past 12 months where I did find it pretty challenging. But then you've got to remember, I'm there to serve the audience. I'm not there for my own entertainment. So, if you're covering a bushfire or something like that, you're there to do a job and to let people know what's happening and not get in the way of a story. So that's what I try to do. I don't claim to succeed at all times, but that's what I try to do. And, of course, we also do have the opportunity to present good news, happy news, fun news at times. And so I think especially in this past 12 months, those light stories have been important because they just remind us that the sun will come up tomorrow and things are okay, and we live in the greatest city in the world. And, things will come through these things. And, it's challenging. It's been challenging going into work even because, as you know, I'm not one of the youngest people going around. And in terms of COVID, it's not particularly a good thing to get if you happen to be in your 70s as I am. But I'm so grateful that our colleagues at work observed all the social distancing and all the rules to make sure that everyone stayed safe in the newsroom. And I'm most grateful, as always, to them for that.
So, Peter, thank you, for that. I think I often see you giving people a journey as you read the news, and sometimes there's a little twinkle in the eye, sometimes there's a little smile, and it's a wonderful journey that starts with some very serious stuff and lightens up. But I just want to take you to a different track at the moment. I follow you on Instagram, and I just love some of the pictures that you post on some of your daily walks. Just tell us, you get out and about quite a bit around in Melbourne.
Yes.
Where do you like to go, and what takes you to some of those pictures that you post?
First of all, thank you so much for following me on social media. I thoroughly enjoy posting pictures about life in Melbourne because, as I said, I think we live in the greatest city in the world. My favourite walk every day is in the evenings after work. I get to walk a neighbour's dog. Now, my neighbour, or a near neighbour, I walk past his house many times and said hello to his husky, Siberian husky. She's in the front garden a lot of the time, and I patted her and said hello. I'd never met the neighbour, and one day he said to me, "Would you like to walk her?" So I told him, I burbled on about how much I loved his dog. He said, "Would you like to walk her?" And I said, I would love to, because the owner is unable to walk her himself because of a medical condition. So I've had the joy and the pleasure of walking a Siberian husky every day, or nearly every day, for months now, and I hope it continues. And that is my favourite part. It's one of my highlights of the day because her name is Jasper, named after a town in British Columbia or somewhere, and she is just beautiful. She's 13 years old, and she keeps me company on these walks, and we have great fun every night. So that's my favourite walk, Paul, and you will see pictures of Jasper if you have a look at Insta.
I have indeed. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And Macca, you're obviously, you do the same thing to chill out as well.
Yeah, look, having a dog or interaction, with a pet is really important for people. And, I know how much you love that walk, Peter. And, and dogs, they love to sniff everything, and leave their little presents. But,
I pick up after.
Of course.
Naturally. And one of the things, as you said, that they like to sniff here and there, you could be walking along, and in Jasper's case, sometimes, even though she's 13, she'll say, "Righto, let's run."
Yes.
Just having a little bit of a run, and then she'll stop on a dime and turn and head over this other way, and you have to be really on your toes or you can end up going head over heels. And it's one of the joys of dog walking, Macca, I think.
It is, it is. Mm. So your plans for today, Peter, Christmas lunch, or are you, you know, are you family and friends, or are you doing
family
that tomorrow?
Yeah, family and friends, David. My wonderful sister and I will be having lunch and, you know, catching up with friends and, you know, just having a bit of a relax. That's what the day's about for us. But I also especially like your comments before about family and about, you know, the people who are listening to Joy, who are listening to you, because family doesn't always necessarily mean blood relatives.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe people you don't know, but just good company, and that's certainly what you and Paul and the rest of Joy provide for people.
Now, in the scheme, I want to ask you another sort of news question. Peter, don't worry, listeners. Peter will never say anything untoward about a public figure. That's my job. You know, whenever we have a news item about the kidnapped chimp, otherwise known as Donald Trump, I think, you know, if I was reading the news, I wouldn't, you know, about that, I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face, or I'd want to ad lib. But do you actually, you know, because I don't understand the process in terms of how the script is created at Channel 9, and, you know, do you get much, how much input do you get to the wording that's used, or the, you know, obviously the content is, you know, is what is current, and but do you get much input into the actual, you know, what you say, or what sort of detail it goes into?
Yes, absolutely, David. I don't write the scripts. You know, the scripts are produced by the reporter, maybe, who went out to do the interview, and then it's checked by a chief, by the sub editor, and it finds its way to the news desk. Now, I can always change things or have it yarn to the producer and say, can I put it this way or say it that way? As well as that, we all have the opportunity to pitch stories. Yeah. You know, I'm forever nagging the boss about, well, how about this one? Or there's a great story, there's a great yarn here, I think we should do that. So I get an opportunity, like all the other members of the team, to have a say and contribute. I think it's, you know, from the question of, you know, politics, it's important not to take sides and to be equally sceptical of all sides. You know, I think it's better to be equally sceptical of all sides. Now, I know that doesn't apply to Macca, but as far as I'm concerned, I just try to just, you know, let the story speak for itself.
Peter, that was very well answered. Macca was being very mischievous here, and he's got a little cheeky grin in his face.
Oh,
that, Macca, that's what you get from a professional.
It is, and I'm not a newsreader, though, you see.
We know that.
I'm a commentator.
And that's right, and a lot of people don't get the difference between commentary and just news presentation.
Well,
I'm in the news presentation game. Your commentary is talent, and that's what you're there for. We both have roles that I hope are important and relevant.
I'd like you to write down the difference between reading the news and commentary, and let's circulate it to Sky News. I think they could do, they could actually, Peter Credlin. Someone said she was a serious journalist the other day.
See, that's the difference.
She's a serious menace, is what she is.
Say that. Peter couldn't possibly comment on it.
No, he couldn't. He can't comment.
or even have a view on it.
No, exactly. Peter. We shan't ask you one either.
Now, I've got one last question, Peter.
Yes, Macca.
Does
fire away?
Does and correct me if I get the name wrong, but does Reid Butler ever sleep?
Reid Butler, gosh, hasn't he done a great job?
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. He really is, and quite often. During the news, if there's a breaking story, Reid will pop up at the magistrate's court, the magistrate's court or something, if he happens to be on duty at that time. Yeah, he's really good. He's a great new reporter, and when I say new, he's been he's been with the company for some time, but he's one of the fresh faces you see on Nine News, and it's great to work with. As is the team. The thing about the team, I know it sounds trite, and you'd expect me to say this. But we actually all like each other, and we all get on with each other, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And during the year, We did a 9 years unmasked online thing, just 10 minutes a week with TJ, Tony Jones, Livo, Lavinia, and me, just talking about events of the day, not, you know, just lighthearted stuff. And it was a real opportunity to on air show people that, yeah, we're good mates.
Yeah,
and it's fun. I'm very lucky.
Now, guess who's coming up straight after you? Another Joy ambassador.
Oh, it could be Lord Mayor, Sally Cat.
Lord Mayor, and she's sending messages. What number do I call? Well, we're going to...
Sally, we'll give you a call.
We'll give you a call. She's ready when we are, unlike last year. You know, last year she forgot.
Was that the year before?
She wouldn't.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Peter? She forgot.
She was at church, Macca.
She was at church,
of course.
No, she's very well prepared and very well organised. I'm sure she'll do a wonderful job. Hey, listen, Merry Christmas to everyone. And... thank you for having me be involved as an ambassador for Joy. And here's hoping that 2021 brings better times.
And just remember, Peter, when we move to the Pride Centre, yeah. I've got a special little task for you.
Oh, good. You
don't know exactly what it is yet.
We're looking forward to showing you around our brand spanking new studios, Peter, when they're up and running.
It will be wonderful.
But I want you to bring along Hugh Nolan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, certainly you should issue an invitation. Hugh Nolan, by the way, is our 9 years boss in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And terrific, terrific, inclusive, very inclusive person.
Yes.
You know, make sure everybody in the team is included and supported. And gosh, that makes a difference. I'll tell you what, it's really good. It's a real change from, you know, you hear about stories about, you know, the tough newspaper bosses of the 1950s and things like that. Hugh Nolan couldn't be more different, and we couldn't be luckier.
Well, there you go. There's your job for another year. You're right.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm done.
I'll just send him an air check.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll download the podcast later, and you'll be all good.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate you taking time out on Christmas Day.
And we're going to now speak with Sally Snap.
Have a great Christmas, Peter. Take care.
Bye bye now.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.